USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. CAL FIRE confirming that one firefighter died while battling the Dixie Fire on Saturday. Three other firefighters were injured. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Following U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Biden administration is now tasked with the challenge of getting Americans remaining in the Taliban-controlled country back home. While the Taliban claims they will be more moderate leaders, Republican Congressman from Texas Mike McCall tells Fox News Sunday he believes the group has not changed.
You know, stories of interpreters being taken home to their families and watching, you know, their wives and families being beheaded, executed before they execute the interpreter. This is not a new and improved Taliban. This is the same old Taliban they're reverting back to with the same brutal practices.
President Biden will visit New York on Tuesday and tour neighborhoods in Queens that were ravaged by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The White House adding Biden will visit New Jersey, where at least 25 people died and motorists were stranded in their vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration is releasing its new immigration plan.
The Biden administration recently released its immigration plan that includes billions of dollars in aid for the Northern Triangle countries in Central America to address what they call the root causes of illegal immigration. But critics say that money would be better used to secure the U.S.'s southern border. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb tells Fox News that those funds should go to the Border Patrol and Sheriff's Departments on the front lines of the border crisis.
That money would be so effective if you just give it to the sheriffs and the Border Patrol and let us go to work and fix this problem. Sending it down to Central America only is going to continue corrupt governments. It's a terrible idea. The root cause is Joe Biden and this administration, and they've got to fix it within their own administration. Let us do our job. Give us the money.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says the COVID-19 response team is ready to roll out booster vaccines whenever the FDA approves them. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Klain saying the Biden administration is still hoping that one of the boosters will be approved by the FDA and CDC before the September 20th proposed launch date. Klain noting the federal government has already purchased the additional doses and is prepared to launch them as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.